a Princeton conference about that same time. I mean, there was a Princeton conference that goes on every, now it's every other year, it's at Princeton, and then it's at Johns Hopkins on alternate years, information science or something, I don't know the exact name of it, but every year it's in March. And I don't know whether that was the same year as the Arden House in 70 or 71. I think it was 71. I can look that up. But that's where the Parks-McClellan algorithm was invented by Ed Hofstetter. It wasn't invented by Parks or McClellan, actually. But this is a small world. I mean, Schussler wrote a paper on design of equiripple filters. Mm-hmm. And he and Otto Hermann wrote down the conditions for an equiripple filter and how many ripples there had to be and everything. And they had a pretty straightforward way to solve the equations to get the coefficients for these equiripple digital filters. Mm-hmm. And Ed Hofstetter gave a talk at the Princeton conference on a faster way to solve Schussler's equations. And it was an exchange algorithm. The problem with Schussler's equations, they were written down so that you made sure the error was the same. It was equal height ripples. Mm-hmm. But you didn't know where the ripples would occur. I mean, you didn't know which frequencies uh-huh. would have the peak values. And so what Ed Hofstetter did is he started with some initial frequencies and then iterated the frequencies and tried to find the frequencies where the peaks were in the error. After his talk, I thought, well, that sounds like the Hermes exchange algorithm to me. Jim Thorpe had taught me a course at Cornell on approximation theory. I think it was EE5670 or something. I don't remember the number exactly. So I learned about the Hermes exchange algorithm from Thorpe, and I continue to thank him for teaching me that, because it looked like Ed Hofstetter was doing the Hermes exchange algorithm, except it was slightly different because Ed was solving Schussler's equations, which were the constant height errors, and the Hermes exchange allows the error to get bigger on every iteration. So it's slightly different, but same idea of exchanging things. So I went up afterwards and ask Ed, you know, isn't that the same as the Hermes exchange algorithm? Is that what you're doing? And he said, well, yeah, maybe it is. And I think he knew about the Hermes exchange algorithm. And I said, well, why don't you just solve the problem directly using the Hermes exchange? And he said, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, that's not what Schussler wrote down. Schussler wrote down these other equations, and I was finding a fast way to solve Schussler's equations, which he did. And I think Al Oppenheim was working on the problem, too, at the same time. Because I think Al might have written a conference paper on equiripple filter design. I think Ed Hofstetter was at Lincoln, uh-huh. MIT Lincoln Lab, and I think Al might have been working with him. But anyway, Ed said, yeah, it probably is from Hermes exchange algorithm. So I went back. He said, it might be a good thing to work on. And Jim McClellan had just started working for me as a master's degree student. So I said, hey, Jim,
this is 71, roughly?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember, if it was 70 or 71. It was whenever the Princeton conference was, and I probably can look it up. It was either 70 or 71, I think. I'm not sure exactly when it was. It might? I don't know. Plus or minus a year. But I talked with Jim about, you know, I thought this was interesting, Hermes exchange and everything, and Schussler's equations and Hofstetter's algorithm and everything. And he was working at Boeing, I think, and a lot of experience writing computer programs. Yeah, I think he was working at Boeing in Houston.
While he was a graduate?
Either before he went, I'm going to have dinner with him tonight, I'll ask him. But he had worked for Boeing in Houston. His father worked for Boeing, and the family had moved around. They used to live in New Orleans, and then they lived in Houston. I think the reason he came to Rice was that he was there, and the family was there in Houston, and he was working for Boeing. Rather than, I mean, he could have I think he got into MIT and Stanford and everywhere else but Rice. Fortunately for me, Rice was convenient for him, and he went to Rice. And so he started thinking about writing programs to do this Ramez exchange algorithm. And counting, we started counting ripples very carefully and discovered that Schussler had one more than he had to have. It wasn't necessary to have as many ripples or extremals as he had done. And that made the whole algorithm easier to understand. And it really was just Ramez exchange algorithm. And fortunately, nobody else had done that yet. And Jim wrote the program pretty quickly, and it worked. Uh-huh. And then we gave it to everybody.
Yeah.
And because Al, for example, was working on it, he appreciated it. You know, other people had been working on the problem, and so, hey, this is great, this works, and we'll try it, and we'll design filters this way. So people liked it and used it.
Yeah.
And I think Al Oppenheim was the first person that called it the Parks-McClellan algorithm. It was the first place I ever saw it written down, anyway. I don't know where, in some other paper, he referred to it as the Parks-McClellan algorithm.
Uh-huh.
So I was really lucky that Jim was an eager, focused person. He works on a problem until he solves it. I mean, it only took him a couple of weeks to write the program, you know. And then it was reprinted in the IEEE Press program collection,
uh-huh.
like that.